Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Amen. It's so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For the another day, amen, and another opportunity to bring forth the Word of God. Amen. We have been in this journey since January 1st, amen, a year in the Word. We're reading every book, every scripture in the Word of God throughout this year, 2018, amen. And we did start in January on January 1st, and we intend to end on December 31st. And we praise God because as we go forth in His Word, God is faithful to bless us. Amen. As we go forth in His Word and we learn and we begin to discern by His Spirit, not by ours, but we gain understanding of who God is and who we are and the greatness that He has placed in each and every one of us. Amen. We are bound to come out at the end of this year, amen, and have grown by leaps, amen, from last year in our understanding of who God is, amen, in our understanding, and also and in our closeness with Him and our relationship. Because as I have said time and time again throughout this year, we were always, and I do mean always, intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe, amen. And all relationships have boundaries. Every single relationship that you have ever embarked upon had boundaries of some kind in order to keep the relationship close. And then without boundaries, our relationships fail. But if we are to know and understand who we were always intended to be and understand what is written in the Word of God, we must place boundaries in our life so that we can be any human being can possibly be. Amen. And His Word lets us know just how to do that. And we can do that through His Word and through His salvation. There is no other name given among men, amen, under heaven except the name of Jesus. Amen. And He is the one that has brought salvation. He formed it and He brought it forth so that we no longer were alienated from the presence of the Father. Amen. But now, once again, we can come boldly to the throne of grace, amen, and make our petitions known and gain an understanding of who we are, who God is, and what, amen, we are intended to do in the earth. All of us are intended for greatness. We all come here with a purpose, a destiny, amen, and all of it is for greatness, for excellence, amen. Seek the Lord. If you have not gained excellence, seek the Lord. Seek Him while He may be found. He will show you those things. The Word of God lets us know, call upon His name, and He will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. The prophet Jeremiah brought forth that word to us. Amen. And we give glory and honor to the Lord today because He is moving, and He is moving greatly in each and every one of us. He is forming breakthroughs that we have not seen just yet. Amen. And to show us who we are and who He is. Amen. And to show us even the greatness that He's placed within us. Amen. Today, glory to God. We are coming from the book of Nahum, and it is three chapters. So it's chapters 1, 2, and 3 from the book of Nahum. Amen. And we praise God because there's life in the Word of God. This is a living word, a living word. That's why you can gain healing from its pages. Amen. That's why breakthroughs can come forth through the pages of the Word of God. That's why deliverance and salvation can come forth, because it is a living word. And what it says is true. What it says it will do, because the Word of God is God. Amen. He has manifested His presence through His Word. Glory, glory, glory to God. I praise Him today. Amen. Again, we're reading from Nahum chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising You, Lord. Amen. For Your Spirit that is moving in the midst of us, asking, Lord, how, as we go forth, Lord God, amen, even before we go forth into that Lord God, I just want to worship you just for a moment. Lord God, acknowledging you as my Lord and my Savior, acknowledging you as our strong creator, acknowledging the great I am, the God who delivered Israel out of the hands of Egypt, who had been subject to bondage 400 years. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory because you brought them forth with your mighty hand, and your word shows every bit of it, Lord God, and we praise all of that was written, Lord God. We understand, amen, that you brought forth, amen, your people with greatness. You brought them forth with might. You brought them forth, Lord God, with and not just with greatness, Lord God, and with might and with signs and with wonders, but you brought them out of Egypt, Lord God, with jewels and gold and silver in their hands. You bring us forth out of bondage. Oh, glory to God. Amen. With gifts in our hands, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because you are God and there is no other. I thank you, Lord God, that the things that you are doing right now, Lord God, they are for our good. The things that you are bringing forth right now, they are for our purpose. The things that you are bringing forth right now, they're for our greatness, for our destiny to come forward. Oh, God, I thank you for every breakthrough that you have formed in the atmosphere. I thank you for healing my mind, my soul, and my body. I thank you, Lord God, for healing my relationships. I thank you, Lord God, for healing me, Lord God, and even the way that I view myself. I thank you, Lord. Amen, because you have called us your beloved. We are the beloved of God. Oh, Lord God, and you have loved us with an everlasting love, and I thank you for it today. Now, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you bless the word as we read, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding, Lord God, of what you would have us to bring forth to understand today, Lord God, to bring out of this so that we have a greater understanding of who you are and who we are. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word. And help us, Lord God, to abide by its precepts and its boundaries so that our relationship with you be greater, oh God, so that we come closer every day. Every day, Lord, we want to come closer to you. Oh, Lord God, we want our love, Lord God, to grow in deeper depths with you. Oh, Lord God, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before, and we want every day, Lord God, to bring something new and something more exciting and be an adventure with you, Lord God. All relationships, all love relationships should be an adventure. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord, for your spirit. I thank you, Lord, for loving us, for loving me. I give glory and honor to you, Lord God. Bless, Lord God, as we go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. We're reading once again from Nahum chapters 1, 2, and 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. The burden against Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous and God avenges. The Lord avenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry and dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the flower of Lebanon wilt. The mountain quake before him and hills melt, and the earth heaves at his presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can endure the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. But with an overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of its place, and darkness will pursue his enemies. Who do you conspire against the Lord? What do you conspire against the Lord? He will make an utter end of it. Affliction will not rise up a second time. For while tangled like thorns and while drunken like drunkards, they shall be devoured like
stubble fully dry. From you comes forth one who plots evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus says the Lord, though they are safe and likewise many, yet in this manner they will be cut down. When he passes through, though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. And for now I will break off his yoke from you and burst your bones apart. The Lord has given a commandment concerning you. Your name shall be perpetuated no longer out of the house of your God. I will cut off the groved image and the molded image. I will dig your grave, for you are vile. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. O Judah, keep your appointed feast. Perform your vows, for the wicked one shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. He who scatters has come up before your face. Man the fort, watch the road, strengthen your flanks, fortify your power mightily. For the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob, like the excellence of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and ruined their vine branches. The shields of his mighty men are made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots come with flaming torches in the day of his preparation. And the spears are brandished. The chariots rage in the streets. They jostle one another in the broad roads. They seem like torches. They run like lightning. He remembers his nobles. They stumble in their walk. They make haste to her walls, and the defense is prepared. The gates of the rivers are open. The palace is dissolved. It is decreed she shall be led away captive. She shall be brought up, and her maidservants shall lead her as with the voice of doves beating their breast. Though Nineveh of old was like a pool of water, now they flee away. Halt, halt, they cry. But no one turns back. Take spoil of silver. Take spoil of gold. There is no end of treasure or wealth or every desirable prize. She is empty, desolate, and waste. The heart melts and the knees shake. Much pain is in every side, and all their faces are drained of color. Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion walked, the lioness and the lion cub, and no one made them afraid. The lion tore in pieces enough for his cubs, killed for his lionesses, filled his caves with prey and his dens with flesh. Behold, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts. I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall be heard no more. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. Its victim never departs. The noise of a whip and the noise of rattling wheels, of galloping horses, of clattering chariots. Horsemen charge with bright sword and glittering spear. There is a multitude of slain, a great number of bodies, countless corpses. They stumble over the corpses. Because of the multitude of the harlotries of the seductive harlot, the mist of sorceries who sells nations through her harlotries and families through her sorceries. Behold, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts. I will lift your skirt over your face, and I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms your shame. I will cast abominable filth upon you, make you vile, and make you a spectacle. It shall come to pass that all who look upon you will flee from you and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Where shall I seek comforters for her? Are you better than no Ammon, situated by the river, that had the waters around her, whose rampart was the sea, whose wall was the sea? Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was boundless. Put and Lubim were your helpers, yet she was carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed to pieces at the head of every street. They cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. You also will be drunk. You will be hidden. You also will seek refuge from the enemy. All your strongholds are fig trees with ripened figs. If they are shaken, they fall into the mouth of the eater. Surely your people in your midst are women. The gates of your land are wide open for your enemy. Fire shall devour the bars of your gates. Draw your water for the siege. Fortify your strongholds. Go into the clay and tread the mortar. Make strong the brick kindling. There the fire will devour you. The sword will cut you off. It will eat you up like a locust. Make yourself many like the locust. Make yourself many like the swarming locust. You have multiplied your merchants more than the stars of heaven. The locust plunders and flies away. Your commanders are like swarming locusts, and your generals like great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges on the cold day. When the sun rises, they flee away, and the place where they are is not known. Your shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Your nobles rest in the dust. Your people are scattered on the mountains, and no one gathers them. Your injury has no healing. Your wound is severe. All who hear news of you will clap their hands over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness passed continually? I have read and you have heard from the book of Nahum in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope and I pray that you will, amen, get some rest on today and find yourself a full gospel church to go and worship the God of peace, the God of wonder, the God of hope, God of our salvation, the only true and living God. Amen. The Lord God Almighty, the God, amen, that heals us, the one who wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among men. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, find yourself a place. Amen. And worship and praise the Lord for the great things he is doing in your life, the great things that he's done already. Amen. Seen and unseen, God has been great. He has done and he is doing. Amen. And he shall do. We give glory and honor to him. Amen. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, in this journey through a year in the word. Amen. Join me again on tomorrow. Amen. As we bring forth the word once again. Amen. And continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen. We're still in the book of Acts on Sundays. We'll be reading from Acts chapter 11 and 12. Amen. From the New Testament and from the New King James Version of the Word of God. God bless and keep you. Amen.